we do catch up with each other a lot on the inside here. We miss each other on the outside. You know, we all walk different paths of life on the outside. You know, we all do different things. You know, until we do break the law, and this is where we all end up in here. You know, so when we do see each other, you know, a lot of us are real scrawny looking, you know, real drawn in, you know. So we have to beef one another up, you know. We have to get off fat again, you know, and we've got to bring ourselves into one again, you know, because we are people. We are, you know, we're somebody's mother as well as somebody's child, you know.
Yeah, that's
it. So, you know, we all have to look after one another. Whether we have rows with one another over certain little things, you know, we all look after each other, you know.
Yeah.
And this is where we all come. This is where we live together, you know, so we can be decent people when we go home in the community again. Yeah. With me, you know, I didn't wake up one day and decide I was going to use drugs, you know. I had a lot of problems that put me in that path, you know, for me to do drugs. I have children as well, you know, so I have my kids waiting for me to snap out of it, sort of thing. You know, so I can be a mum to them again, you know. I've got my sister being a mother to my children because I'm into, you know, or I've chosen to break the law, you know, so they're waiting for me to change my perspectives. My mother hasn't seen me for nearly 2 to 3 years now, so she hasn't seen me back in this lifestyle where I used to work. I worked for 7 years when I finished my HSE. I've got my license when I was 15, 9 months. So, you know, I didn't wake up one day and decide to do this. You know, I've never been in trouble with the law until I come to Victoria. You know, I had a gold license in New South Wales. I had everything. I had a home. I had a four-bedroom home. I left it, and I come down here because I wanted to explore a different life, you know, where it led me into trouble. Obviously, I haven't got off that road just yet, but, you know, my mother hasn't seen me in this lifestyle while I'm in prison for quite some time, you know, so it's something that I'm wanting to show her as well, to make sure I maintain that when I get home, you know, because we're all people in here as well, you know, with, you know, we're people that's in the tabloids, we're on the news, you know, because we're in car chases, we're breaking the bottle-os, we're doing all these things. But then when we're people in here and we have none of that in us, we're normal people too, you know. We have feelings as well, you know, we have a heart as well. As I was saying, you know, you've got normal pressures of life, you know, like with me, I suffered with antidepression after I had my children, you know. So that led to me and my partner, you know, and then I thought that I was the only one doing all the work in the relationship because I was the main driver. I was the income earner. Like, he didn't work, so I was supporting him, and then I was working while I was pregnant again. I had 3 children. That way I had to put kids to daycare, and then I'd have to go to work, so I'd have to take one little one with me in the car while I went and dropped the other two off at daycare. And then while I had to go to work, and that was every day, all day. And then you've got my mum and dad that worked every day as well. My father's worked in the mines for 15 years, and my mum, she's the CEO for the Aboriginal Land Council back home, so she does a really big job. And by the time it came to the weekend when I needed help, I needed mum to take the kids for me, she couldn't do it because she was flat out, you know. So I said, like, my sister, she only had one baby. She had complications when she was pregnant as well, so she was only able to have one baby. So my mum would say, okay, I'll take the little one, you know, the one with one baby, instead of my little tribe, you know, because it was too much for her. So she wanted to have her rest. And by that time, I couldn't get any support off mum, you know, and that made us argue a lot, you know. I said, well, where do I fit in? I'm your daughter too, and they're still your grandkids. But because mum couldn't take on my tribe and stuff, I tried to lean on my partner, and it was just stressing him out. So we'd argue, and I'd kick him out. And then my dad's attitude towards that was, if you can't sort out your relationship, I don't want to know about it, you know. So then I started, you know, arguing with dad and things. I said, but I've got problems too, you know. I said, me and him are fighting now. I said, how come you can't help me with the kids or whatever? And by that time, you know, our relationship broke off, you know. And I started drinking and stuff. So of a night time, I'd go home from work and I'd be in the back, like, I had a shed, my dad built my shed, and, you know, I'd go home and I'd be drunk. I'd have half a carton of VB. I'd drink, you know, Victoria Bitter after work, you know. I'd be pissy drunk, and then by the time I'd get up and I'd go to work in the morning, I'd just be smelling of grog. And, you know, my boss was saying, what's wrong with you, Keena, how come you're like that, you know. And a lot of things led to that, and I just said it was just a breakdown of me, can't talk to my parents, you know. And I had my sister sometimes, she'd be bunking up with me too because she was arguing with her boyfriend. So, you know, I'd have to have her there, and you'd have him come to the house wanting to, you know, like, fight with her and stuff in front of my kids. So I'd be there saying to my bloke, get him out the way, you know, get him out the road, you know. And all them things happened. But when I felt like with mum and dad, when I needed help, they didn't give a crap. I was maintaining it. I had to do everything, you know, because I couldn't rely on him. He couldn't drive anywhere, you know. I had to drive everywhere. I had to do everything. And when I asked for a bit of help off mum and dad, it wasn't possible. And yeah, it wasn't fair.